All right. Let's get to Dr. Hanan. That's what we really need. Let's see what he's got to say. Hey, Doc, how are you? There he is, the great Dr. Hanan. What's happening? We can't really hear him. Just turn him up here, James. Yo, Doc, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, perfect. There we go. Loud and clear now. I don't know what the problem was. So how are you? What's news?
Nah, same second. Cold weather.
Do anything fun? Anything fun over the weekend? How does a Dr. Hanan relax? What does a psychologist do to get away from all these people putting all their problems on you?
So generally, I spend time with family. But this weekend, I did. I ran an ABA workshop, an anchor-based approach workshop. I teach professionals how to do this kind of pragmatic behavioral therapy.
Really? What does that consist of? Do you throw an anchor and then they all drown?
No, so it's actually revolutionary. Therapy has always been considered traditionally as the need to look backwards, be regressive, look at what started the problem. And modern therapy, or at least this approach that I've developed over the last 20 years, has been about progressive. How do we take you where you're at now and how do we make you better? So instead of spending time on figuring out what happened, we spend time on figuring out how you can do better and be better in order to get to your personal goal.
So let's talk about a problem that I have become aware of. You know, every week before we have you on, we talk about what we'd like to explore with you. And this came up in a discussion with James and Dari and I, and we were thinking about what kind of stuff do people really struggle with dealing with these days? And especially if you're a parent, there's a huge list of things that everybody's worried about. But I'm not just as a parent, because I'm not one, but anyone in society should be worried about the stimulants that people are taking, particularly kids. I've heard that kids are arriving at schools with like energy drinks. We know that there are all kinds of amphetamines and things that people are taking to stay awake, to be extra vigilant, to be able to concentrate for longer. The ADHD medications that they prescribe, Adderall in America. But stimulants are a big problem, and they're now freely available. You see the vapes. That's not a stimulant, but you know, there could be chemicals in there that are partly stimulant. And people, young people especially, are taking an enormous amount of stuff. Whether it's caffeine, even
microdosing, shrooms.
I'm telling you, like, this is worrying me. Should I be worried? Am I right to be worried?
So it's you should be worried, and you should ask the right questions for sure. Because Gareth, you know, I've got young kids. If you had to see the homework that the kids get these days, it would blow your socks off.
Why?
The stuff that we've got at school is very different to the stuff that the kids these days get at school. I mean, they are literally coming home and just spending 6-7 hours doing homework, the kind of homework that parents have to become teachers in order to supplement their children's homework. So, and the reason why I'm saying it is because kids are under tremendous pressure. I remember when I came home from school, I had time to play my tennis and my soccer and my basketball, and I had free time to do my own thing. And the truth is, there was no distraction such as social media to take my mind off. I had to go outside and play. These days, kids don't have that kind of luxury of time, and they're put under tremendous pressure, because unless you get 80% or above, or, you know, the school kind of looks down at you, your social circle looks down at you as being, you know, substandard. So the pressure is tremendous, and children and parents are under incredible amount of pressure to get their children to perform. And a lot of these stimulants are really the one reason why children do it is so they can match up to their peers. The other why kids take these stimulants is an escape. We live in a culture where escapism is kind of part of our DNA. Back in the day, if I was bored, I had to go out and find entertainment with people. I had to go out and make friends. I had to go out and call my friends. I had to go out and play with the ball. These days, you just swipe left and right and you're entertained. Yeah. And we're in a culture of distractibility. We're in a culture where I don't have to feel my emotions. I can just escape my emotions through devices. And when the devices are not available, children don't know how to cope with their feelings. And the way they escape and distract is through these stimulants. So they use these stimulants not as a way to match up to the grades or their peers, but they use stimulants as a way of distracting and avoiding feeling their feelings.
That's scary. I can't imagine, like, I'll have, you know, coffee every now and then. I hate energy drinks because I always feel like, you know, when your heart starts going a little faster than it should be because you're exercising, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it should be.
That's a good enough reason. But I think life is fascinating and stimulating without all of this stuff. And it has been for generations. People, of course, they've taken whatever stimulants they can find, and coffee's the most obvious one that people go for, even at the office. But it does worry me, and I think it should bother a lot more teachers, parents, people who deal with young people, that they just can't find the stimulation in the environment that they should have. It's not because the world's become more boring. If anything, it's because humans have become less good at concentrating. And the key is surely not more medicine, Doc.
Definitely. I'm a big fan of being curious and being adventurous and going out and exploring the world around you. There's plenty to entertain you. There's plenty of adventure to go out and seek. And again, medication, the cost of medication is a dependency. So when I'm addicted to a particular type of stimulant, the addiction doesn't get better. Suddenly one pill becomes two pills, and two pills become four pills, and so on and so forth. And when I can't do that, then I lean on something else, again, to make me feel better about the environment that I'm in. I want to tell you something. Boredom is not bad. These days, boredom is a swear word. If you ask a child to be bored, they will think as though you are about to crucify them. We can't accept, or children can't accept boredom, which is kind of very sad because, again, back in the day when we were bored, we had to read, or we had to entertain ourselves, or we had to build a puzzle or build a Lego piece. We had to entertain ourselves and get educated, get better, level up. And these days, boredom, you know, children, again, go for the lowest hanging fruit. And I don't blame them because it's what's accessible. It's what's available. If we had that, perhaps we would lean on that too. So these days, you just have to turn on the screen and boom, you have endless amount of channels. Back in the day, Gareth, how many channels did you have growing up? You know, I remember when I was 7 years old, I think there were like three channels or something.
And, yeah.
You know, these days, give a child three channels and they have an epileptic fit. They don't know what to do with themselves. So the ability to distract and the ability to look for external stimulus, as opposed to being okay with sitting and being creative, is a big problem. And that's why kids, especially parents, are okay with kids leaning on these stimulants. And by the way, parents need to learn to entertain or be with their kids as well. The reason why parents are okay allowing their kids to be on stimulants is because the parents can't stand entertaining their kids.
Well, the parents are boring and the parents are bored. They're both those things. So if you're boring and bored, the parents are probably on stimulants as well.
And doom scrolling.
Yeah. So they know better than the kids.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. I don't always blame the kids. As a matter of fact, the parents that educate this or advocate this are to blame as well. Learn to play with your kids. Learn to entertain your kids. Learn to be curious with your kids. Learn to go on adventures with your kids, as opposed to put your kids on medication that keeps them away from you, but at least entertain. Learn to be a parent, which for a lot of the time, that's really sound advice for parents.
Okay. I mean, Leanne, do you think that all of these different medications that they're prescribing for kids because they can't concentrate or whatever is just a tip of the iceberg problem? Because underneath, there's all that other stuff. I mean, someone was telling me the other day that the kids at the high school that her daughter is at arrive with, like, you remember you used to get a juice bottle in your lunchbox?
And
I don't want us to sit here and go, well, when I was young, blah, 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 because that's so boring. But honestly, if you're sending your kid to school with a Monster energy drink or a Red Bull or whatever. Doc, we know that these things, especially on a young brain, these things are, they're like nitroglycerin.
Yeah, it's a big problem. But again, think about how the culture has changed. I don't remember at school, you know, I remember like the rebels maybe smoking in the corner. And once he's bust, like, you know, you get, that's the end of his school career. Yeah. These days, every second child is carrying something in their bag. I mean, search a child's bag, every second child will have something that's, you know, that's illegal or illicit or not allowed. So the culture has changed. Parents are accepting it for the most part. Children, teachers, schools are kind of complicit to it. It's an issue for sure.
All right. Well, that's all we got time for this morning. But thank you, Doc. Always good to check in with Dr. Hanan. It makes us ready for the week on a Monday.